Before we continue in our worship by passing the peace of Christ, I think it's important, though I will in the very moment mention that I think words in so many ways fail. Silence, I think, fails even more so in this moment. To say a word or two about what has transpired over the last few days, not too far from here in Charlottesville, Virginia. I have a feeling many, if not all of you, know exactly what I'm talking about. And to know and to speak in particular to the fact that many of the people who gathered in that place to promote an agenda of violence, an agenda of hatred and vitriol, have been doing so claiming that they are the people of the same faith that we are as well, claiming that they are Christians who follow Jesus Christ. As a pastor, as a preacher, and maybe most of all as a Christian, I am appalled by the actions and the words that have taken place and been used in that place, appalled in particular by the violence that has taken place as a result of what was happening there and what was being said. And I think as Christians who believe that hatred is not the right way, who believe that the prayers that Jesus himself prayed for unity are important and challenging for us and need to be guiding for us across all lines, gender, religion, skin color, whatever the case may be, need to stand up and say that those people do not represent the Christ that we represent when we gather to worship in this hour and when we take our faith beyond these walls in particular. I hope, I believe that I speak on behalf of all of us when I say our prayers go out to those who have suffered because of what happened yesterday, who continue to suffer because they know that that kind of hate and vitriol and that kind of speech and those kinds of actions are perpetuated even in the year 2017, and who are themselves often victims, either directly or indirectly, of those agendas and of those words. We need, as a church, to stand up and say, that is not right. That is not the Jesus Christ that we represent, or the God that we represent or worship in and from this place. And I think it's important for us not only to do that and for me to say that to you and for us to say that to one another in this place, but to take that beyond these walls and to share that with others, to say, this is not right. We will not stand for it. We will not also be silent just because we have not necessarily been directly affected by it. With that being said, I also want to share with you a prayer this morning that was written by someone who I can call a friend, who I met just a little over a year ago or so because of a program I have been privileged to be a part of. Her name is Jill Duffield, and she is a Presbyterian pastor, and currently her call is to serve as the editor-in-chief of Presbyterians Today, which is a periodical produced by our denomination. She lives in Charlottesville and works out of Charlottesville. She was present yesterday, along with many other clergy, representing many traditions, as part of a counter-protest to what was happening. She saw what happened firsthand, and she wrote this prayer last night and shared it widely and encouraged those of us who know her and who lean on the Presbyterian Today publication at times to share it in worship as well. And so as we begin worship this morning, as we move beyond sharing announcements with one another, and in particular as we move to a time of sharing the peace that passes all understanding with one another in this place, with people of all different backgrounds, all different varieties, all who are children of God, I want to offer these words that Jill wrote as a prayer. So will you please pray with me? Sweet Jesus, what has happened to your beloved world? What darkness is on the loose when those who hate their neighbors pray in your name and ask for your blessing? You have told us, O Lord, what is good, to do justice and love kindness and walk humbly with you, and yet there are those among us who wield machine guns to intimidate and chant vitriolic rhetoric to terrorize and ram cars intentionally into crowds to kill. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. We have no hope save in you. We have no hope to stop the violence and stem the racism and cease the destruction save in you. Save us now, we pray. Prince of Peace, you tell us to pray for those who persecute us and love our enemies, but right now, in this moment, those prayers are not readily on our lips. Help us, intercede for us. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, even if in this moment They are colored with anger and weariness and questions about your presence during the storm. What next, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, when we are right in the middle of the chaos and the killing and the carnage? We know that justice will roll down like water and that crying and death will be no more someday, but we need to know what to do this very day. This very day that you have made. Creator God, living God, God of the new thing, the very good thing, show us where to be and what to do and how to be the light and the salt and the leaven and the love that you call us to be. Precious Lord, take our hands. Lead us home to the place you prepared for us and give us rest. Put us beside still waters and overflow our cups with grace upon grace until it spills into the streets and washes away the evil in our land. Wash us and we will be clean, made new, clothed and in our right minds and together. Our all-powerful and promise-keeping God, make it so. Sweet Jesus, make us so. Amen.